A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. While Peter was speaking, the Holy Spirit fell upon all who heard the word. The circumcised believers who had come with Peter were astounded that the gift of the Holy Spirit had been poured out even on the Gentiles. For they heard them speaking in tongues and extolling God. Then Peter said, "Can anyone withhold the water for baptizing these people who have received the Holy Spirit just as we have?" So he ordered them to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. Then they invited him to stay for several days. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
A reading from John 1. Yes. Everyone who believes that Jesus is Christ has been born of God. And everyone who loves the parent loves the child. By this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and obey his commandments. For the love of God is this, that we obey his commandments, and his commandments are not burdensome. For whatever is born of God conquers the world, and this is the victory that conquers the world, our faith. Who is it that conquers the world but the one who believes that Jesus is the Son of God? This is the one who came by water and blood, Jesus Christ, not with water only, but with the water and the blood. And his Spirit is the one that testifies, for the Spirit is the truth. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Hear the Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to St. John. Glory to you, O Lord. Please stand for the Gospel reading. Jesus said to his disciples, "As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. I have said these things to you so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. I do not call you servants any longer, because the servant does not know what the master is doing. But I have called you friends, because I have made known to you everything that I have heard from my Father. You did not choose me, but I chose you. And I appointed you to go and bear fruit, fruit that will last, so that the Father will give you whatever you ask him in my name. I am giving you these commands so that you may love one another." This is the Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. May I speak in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. Do you ever have that thing when you're being nudged to do something and then you don't do it, and then you think, "I should have done it. I should have took that with me. I missed the accolade at the beginning. I'm sorry." I wonder what you would say to your family and friends if you were about to set off on a long journey, or if you knew you wouldn't be seeing them for a long time. You'd give them your love, some words of advice maybe, or encouragement. And this is what Jesus was doing with his disciples in this reading. The scene is set the night before he was crucified. Jesus had washed their feet, told them what's to come, and had talked about the true vine that we reflected on last week. God the Father is the vine grower, Jesus is the true vine, and the disciples, then and us now, are the branches with which we will bear fruit richly if the branches stay connected to the vine, so as to stay attached to the energy and nourishment that comes from the vine grower, from God. If you keep my commandments, Jesus says, you will abide in my love. Just as Jesus keeps his Father's commandment and abides in his love, and all this so that your joy may be complete. He says, I have called you friends. Jesus loves his friends. He knows them by name and he loves them. Not for what they do or don't do, but for who they are. But this is not just about the feeling of love that he talks about, that he experiences, that he passes on, but the action that comes from it. Jesus, as our role model, lived out his love in healing and praying and teaching and serving. And that's the Christian idea of love that we all strive for on a daily basis. The commandment, the disciples back then and for us today, is to love one another, just as Jesus has loved them and loves us. But we're also to serve one another. I just came to my mind that line from the letter of James, faith without works is dead. We are called to serve one another. By obeying the commandment, we abide in his love, but equally, by abiding in his love, we can obey the commandment to love God and love one another. So what does abiding mean to you? What sort of sense does that evoke? For Jesus, it's more than waiting or resting. It's a sense of personal and intentional commitment to be rooted in the heart of someone. The disciples are told that they are loved by Jesus, and Jesus is loved by the Father. And there's the cycle, there's the circle. If they abide in the love of Jesus and love him in return, if they fully commit to that relationship, that friendship, they will also be abiding in the Father. Love of the Father through Jesus the Son, entering into our hearts in the power of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit then infuses us and nudges us and prompts us to go and do likewise, to love one another. And by loving one another, actually, it feels really nice. And so we receive love back, and then you get this perpetual circle and cycle of love. Jesus is the head of the church. Jesus is the true sacrament. Jesus is the head of the church. The church, the church family, we abide in the love of God through Jesus, and we are sent out every week in the power of the Spirit. We're nourished to go out and serve to his praise and glory. And then we come back on a Sunday following, oh, I need some nourishment. That was a bit of a hard week out there in that world. You get the picture. That's the cycle and the circuit cycle that we are reflecting on and working our way towards at Pentecost. Another story. So as we're filled with the fullness of God's holy, loving Spirit, then God's love is glorified on earth as we obey the commandment to love one another. And that's what we've just worked through together. To be chosen and loved by God through his Son Jesus in the power of the Holy Spirit is the deepest and most precious friendship of all. Everyone is loved and chosen by God, actually. But not everyone responds and enters into the relationship fully. For those people, the joy of being connected to God, our creator and source of love, will probably likely seem to be incomplete. It certainly was for me for a long time of my life. The true circle for us is that perpetual cycle and circle of love. Spiritual friendship is not about what we're going to get. It's about what we're going to bring. What can I bring to this situation? What can I bring to this person's brokenness? Whether it's we're receiving anger or aloofness or lack of communication, whatever. What can I bring to this? A negative and a negative will always be negative. It's a really hard call to offer Christian love, to love the unlovely. It's a really tough one. And we need God's help with that, don't we? And today, as we prepare to pray our way into Pentecost, that time when Jesus goes up to heaven, as we will celebrate on Wednesday, and then he brings his spirit to the disciples waiting in the room, as we prepare for that joyous occasion, the birth of the church, we come together and we remember how the Holy Spirit can enter into all our hearts. And that is why you've got the prayer cards. Have you all seen them? Five people, the little cards. Thy kingdom come is the prayer time that we have globally, actually, not just in the Church of England, but what the part that I thought that we might embark on for our spiritual nourishment and those around us is to take that little card home. Think of five people that you might think, you know, I think they might be a bit lost, or they might be a little bit sad, or maybe they don't have faith, or they're struggling. Whatever your reason, put their names down on that card. And that is where the lovely little bands that Natasha here did so faithfully for me, a week's notice, thank you. Yeah, and so what I invite you to do is to tie a knot five times for your friends, and you can wear it or put it in your bag or your pocket. And that's what we're going to do for Thy Kingdom Come, to intentionally pray for people that they may know the love of God and through Jesus in their hearts, and so that they might too have that anchor that we can sometimes take for granted. Because when it's tough, we never know how tough it really is, because we do have that anchor of comfort and strength in prayer and in each other and in that fellowship of the Holy Spirit. And we pray that we can perhaps invite through the Spirit people to think to themselves, oh, I wonder what that's all about, to come and see. And that's how we fully experience divine love, is by passing it on. As Jesus said, if you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love. And nurturing our personal friendship with Jesus through prayer and through telling of him, telling his story of love, that's the best thing that we can do, to obey the commandment. And it will always keep us connected, because we're doing our best. It doesn't matter if our friends aren't interested. Lots might not be, and that's fine. But it's what we're doing. It's about our relationship with God that matters for us. And we pass it on and we leave it to God. And that's what we do. Friendships are made along the way of life, in different places at different times. Sometimes lasting a lifetime, sometimes for fleeting, for the now. And as you think about how friendship has played out in your life, we might be encouraged, all of us, to think about the friendship that we have with Jesus. Do we see it as a friendship? What kind of friend is he? What kind of friend would you like him to be? Here's what Jesus says. to you and to me, and something for us to take away. You are my friends if you do what I command you, because if you don't, you won't hear me, you won't receive me. I do not call you servants any longer, because the servant doesn't know what the master is doing. I've called you my friends, because I have made known to you everything that I have heard from my Father. You did not choose me, but I chose you. And I appoint you to go and bear fruit, fruit that will last, the fruit of love, hospitality, and welcome. Amen. Let us pray. Father, we pray that we might go forward into this week with your friendship on our hearts, your light along the path, and your strength to give out the love to others that you have given to us through our friendship with Jesus, your Son and our Saviour. Amen.